Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts on staying on top of food safety matters. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Last week, the news broke of an infection of a non-commercial swine herd in Oregon with H5N1. This detection took place on a mixed operation that included poultry and livestock, including swine, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To this point, the disease has been an issue for dairy cattle and, of course, poultry. On the positive side, the discovery of the infection showed again that there are those keeping on top of the unfolding spread of the disease. The other positive aspect is the production and protection of food supplies through the processing safeguards like pasteurization of milk and dairy products, as well as the meat inspection and preparation of meat cooking serving as safeguards. Livestock producers need to continue to engage with their on-farm biosecurity programs, as well as continuing with their herd health measures, closely monitoring animal conditions and taking necessary actions when required. State departments of agriculture are also continuing to step up, carrying on with the field interactions with producers and maintaining strong communication connections with their agricultural stakeholders. While the challenges that have been dealt with this disease have over the past several years had significant impacts, the continuing vigilance on a high alert. Because of the role that migrating wild birds plays in the transmittal of the disease, we are also looking forward to research development of vaccines to respond. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.